This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, October 25, 2010. Do you want power? The passage is from Colossians 1. Be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. You will receive power, Jesus told his disciples before returning to heaven. And who wouldn't want that? It's natural to want power, to get what we want, or to make people do this or that. We might also want power to heal the sick, to stop wars, and to end poverty. The list could go on and on. Jesus promised to give his disciples power. But to do what? To be his witnesses. Without power, they wouldn't be true witnesses of Jesus. So they had to wait for the Holy Spirit to come and give them that power. What does it mean to be a witness of Jesus? It means telling people about him, and it takes wise and courageous power to know when and how to do that well. But witnessing also means living a life that reflects the truth about Jesus, that he alone is our Lord, and that we do as he wants us to do. But what does Jesus want us to do? He wants us to love our enemies, forgive one another, build up treasure in heaven rather than on earth, seek peace, show patience and kindness and compassion. Again, the list could go on and on. I need a power greater than my own to do any of that, don't you? Thankfully, we don't have to wait for it. The Holy Spirit has already been given. We only have to be open to receive the Spirit's power to work in us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for calling me to be your witness today. Fill me with your Spirit's power to witness well. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.